Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message.
I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to look at the words of our Lord Jesus Christ when he speaks of the blessed ones. And when you look at who God calls blessed, we know that when you read the Amplified Bible, it translates the words blessed as happy. Blessed, happy, and to be envied are the ones. But if you look at the core of that word, blessed, it speaks of something very deep. The reason why you're happy and to be envied. Because the word blessed actually means to carry the approval of God. And when Jesus speaks in the Bible, he speaks about the salt and the light. How many of you remember when Jesus spoke in Matthew 5? He says that we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. And he says that light isn't to be hidden under a bucket. And salt, once it's lost its flavor, is good for nothing. I declare in Jesus' name that we are not good for nothing. I said, I declare in Jesus' name that we're not good for nothing. We are the salt of the earth. We carry the flavor. And when you look at that, you realize that when Jesus is speaking about the salt of the earth, he is speaking about what he was preaching in that portion. He's speaking about the Beatitudes. It was on the Sermon of the Mount that Jesus describes the salt, the light. And really, as he's describing the salt and the light, when you look at it, he's describing his character. And he's describing the ones who are favored of God because they have the approval of God. People seek the blessing thinking it's the good things. And many people receive good things and think they're blessed. Having good things come to you does not make you blessed. There are many rich people, wicked people, evil people, ungodly people who have good things come to them, but they're not blessed. The church is different. We carry the approval of God. And we seek the approval of God. Hallelujah. And Jesus describes the blessed ones. When you look at what we call the Beatitudes, there are eight of them, eight attitudes, Christ-like attitudes. He describes this is what the kingdom is like. And it's a great revelation to us. Saint Augustine described this as a perfect standard of the Christian life. This is the standard. This is what he brings us up to. The Beatitudes is called the beautiful attitudes of the kingdom. Hallelujah. The kind of attitude that causes you to salt people around you. Hallelujah. Amen. And when I look at those things, it says here in Matthew 5, let's just read what Jesus was talking about. Jesus said, seeing the multitudes, think of this. This is a message for the multitudes. If you get the biggest crowd you're ever going to get, this is the message. Amen. It says, blessed or favored of the Lord is the one who is poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that hunger. Approved of God are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Approved of God are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. When you talk about the blessed, you're talking about the ones that attract the attention of God himself. He says here, blessed are they that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men reproach you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets that were before you. And in revealing this to us, the Sermon on the Mount, we see that salt and light, we are the salt and the light because we carry the life-giving spirit of the living God. From your innermost being flows rivers of living waters. If you're amongst the wicked and from your heart flows goodness, peace, joy, righteousness, you are salting them. Amen. That's why many times the righteous among sinners, you cause tears to come to their eyes. It's not very pleasant for them because you're salting them. Have you ever salted a snail in the garden? Amen. Shame. Poor thing. But when we were small, we delighted in salting snails in the garden. When the salt comes, the snail runs. Amen. You've never seen a snail develop feet like when you put salt on it. But now as we go into the season of Christmas, God says to you, salt the earth. Amen. Can I say it again? Salt the earth. When he's talking about the blessed ones, the approved of God. And in Jesus' name, the approved of God is going to invade the earth. Hallelujah. And establish a different norm. And establish the kingdom of God. Somebody say, amen. We have these glorious attitudes that God revealed to us. When he speaks of that, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. What is God speaking about? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Remember, not the poor in money, the poor in spirit. Blessed are they. He's speaking of poverty of spirit. In other words, he's speaking about an attitude that says, I need God. I'm not all there. I realize that in man, the heart of man, the Bible says, is desperately wicked and full of all kinds of evil. And I realize my total dependence and my inadequacy to please God. And I have a need for him. And Jesus said, these kind of people are blessed. Without being poor in the spirit, you cannot be saved. Because you are self-sufficient. Because you are good enough. Because you weigh yourself and find yourself worthy. Blessed are they who realize that they have nothing within themselves to commend them to God. That is why you find the redeemed often say, I don't know why, but he saved me. He saved a wretch like me. Paul says, of all the apostles, I'm the least worthy, because he realized his poverty of spirit. He realized his utter need for the living God. Being poor in spirit means you recognize your spiritual bankruptcy and you need God. Hallelujah. The poor in spirit sets time aside to pray, to seek the face of God. Because I know without him, I cannot live the kingdom. I cannot be the salt. It's an admission that without God, we are utterly sinful. Listen, take the Holy Ghost away from us. Take the Spirit of God away, and all of us in Point Road. Amen. Yeah, I'll find all of you there. Don't look at me like that. I know you. Amen. We need God. We need the Holy Spirit. He is holy. It's his holiness that rubs off on us. Amen. It means that we are not self-sufficient. We don't trust in our own righteousness. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the people who live needful of God every day. Amen. Blessed are those who mourn. It's quite an incredible thing, Jesus said. Blessed are those who mourn. Is he talking about, you know, walking around being grim and sorrowful. Blessed are the miserable. He's not saying that. When he's speaking about blessed are those who mourn, he's not saying that he wants us to mourn the whole day, because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. He's talking about something different. What mourning is God speaking about? People who mourn because of unrighteousness, who mourn because of sin, their souls are vexed by sin. They don't enjoy sin. I don't know about you, but sometimes I go to places, and just before I have to walk in, I said, Lord, do I really have to walk into this place? It gives me no joy. It vexes me. When a Christian mourns, he mourns for the unrighteousness that he sees around him, for the sin that is there. When you mourn about that, that is a kind of heart that God is looking for. Facing the reality of our deprived state causes us to mourn, causes us to draw near to God. You know, some people enjoy the garments of wickedness. They even stand close to sinners because deep down they want to do it, but they can't. It means you're a sinner at heart. If you're righteous at heart, you are vexed. You draw near because you want to deliver them. If you're a sinner at heart, you enjoy it. You're just religious enough not to do it. But if nobody sees you, you'll be doing it. Close the door behind you and leave you alone with your computer and see who you really are. What do you draw near to? What is in your soul? Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who fight unrighteousness and sin and wickedness and things that God disapproves of. Blessed are those ones. They carry the approval of God. Listen, we need to be repelled by wickedness. Amen. When I look at it, even we need to enter a state of mourning ourselves when we see things in ourselves. I don't know if you know the story about the Nuremberg trial, when one of the star witnesses for the Jews came, and it was one of the great Nazi generals, I forget his name now, but he was about to stand trial, and this Jew was so happy because at last he was going to confront him and confront that wickedness in him. And when he came into that trial, history book shows us that he walked into that trial, and when he saw that Nazi, that evil Nazi standing there, and he saw him, and he fell down and he wept. And he couldn't be revived for about 10, 15 minutes. And when they lifted him up, they said, why did you fall down before this man? He says, because when I walked in, I thought I'm going to walk in and see this great evil. But when I walked in, I saw a man just like me. And I realized how I could be the same. Poverty of spirit. People who mourn for wickedness, who rejoice in righteousness. Listen, when we refuse to rationalize sin, we are proved of God. It's amazing how many people can rationalize their sin. You got 7,000 reasons why you're just in doing what you do. But the Bible says, blessed are those who mourn. The psalmist David said in Psalm 119, verse 136, streams of tears flows from my eyes because your law is not obeyed. We, the righteous, it's like Jeremiah. They call him the weeping prophet. What was he weeping about? The sins of the nation. He is vexed by it. True Christianity manifests itself in what we cry over and what we laugh about. Amen. No one is truly a Christian who has not mourned over his sins. We do these privately. Amen. And many times we carry the conviction of them publicly. When we go to a brother and we said, forgive me, I've sinned against you. Forgive me, I've vexed you. I've done you wrong. I've spoken evil of you. Listen, you and I need to realize that God says these are the blessed ones. Our example is Lot. If you look at Lot, 2 Peter 2 verse 7 says, righteous Lot, sore distressed by the lavish life of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling amongst them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their lawless deeds. We do not rejoice in iniquity. Amen. But we stand for righteousness. We stand for holiness. And we're coming into the Christmas season where a lot of that's going to come around you. But we do not rejoice in that. Blessed, approved of God, are those who are vexed by sin. Those who mourn about it. I'm not saying judge the sinners, but vexed by their sin and looking to deliver them from it. Thank you for your enthusiasm. God calls these attitudes the blessed ones. You look at what Jesus said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, when you look around, it seems like the bold, the bombastic, the powerful are the blessed ones. They take what they want, do what they want. But God says something about the meek. They shall inherit the earth. Blessed, approved of God, are the meek, the one who leaves judgment to him who judges righteously. That's why many times people take your coat, you give them your undergarment as well. You're not going to fight. You believe in God. Amen. There's too many people who fight for their rights. What I often say, you know, nowadays we live and everybody's got human rights. I've got the right to this. You got no rights. You got the right to remain silent. You got a right to pray. You got the right to intercede and forgive. Amen. You got the right to believe God to undertake for you. Amen. Those are our rights. Hallelujah.
Those are the right. But then you got the right to hug them and love them. Because without love afterwards, you failed the test. You failed the test. You know how many times I've hugged and loved people and they've hurt me. But it's because it's nothing about me. It's about I'm trying to get them back to the Christ that we are serving. Because it's not about me. It's not about how I feel. It's about what do I want in that circumstance. I want them to keep growing in the Lord and forgive them for what they've done. Because we all got to leave it at the cross of Calvary. Don't carry it in your heart. Leave it at the cross of Calvary. Move forward and embrace them. And embrace them not just, I'm just going to, no, embrace them with true embracement with true love, because you got the love in you. You can do it in Jesus' name. Amen.
That is so true. I never want somebody to not come to church because they're going to have to face me. Can I tell this side of the congregation? I never want a person to not come to church because they don't want to face me. Even if they've wronged me, I want them to come because I've loved them and I've forgiven them and I've understood them and I've interceded for them and prayed for them. Listen, when people hurt you, it's nothing new. Amen. Amen. They're going to hurt you. Who cares? Amen. That's part of being ministry. Hallelujah. Blessed are you. Hallelujah.
What do you call it? Sheep bite or whack, whip, that's the word I'm trying, whip behind you, then you're not a shepherd. Your back must not look smart. Your back must have a lot of those things That means you're giving it to Christ, because nothing about you. It's nothing about you. You're just a vessel. You're just the hand, the feet, the mouth. You're just showing Jesus, because you're not standing on your own strength. You're saying, God, through you, I can be the Christ on earth. I can be the one that loves the unloved. I can be the one that can forgive with passion. We've got to forgive with passion. We've got to hate that enemy, because the enemy speaks. Use them to bring destruction. But we've got to love them unconditional. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Everybody say with me, blessed are the poor in spirit. Approved of God are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Amen. Say it with me again. Blessed, approved of God, are the poor in spirit. Approved of God are those who mourn. Hallelujah. Listen. The price of having eternal relationships is forgiveness and releasing and blessing. And Jesus said, blessed are you when you are wronged for righteousness' sake. And yet you do not retaliate. It's amazing how many Christians, I must protect my name. You had no name before you got saved, you ugly thing. Amen. It's my reputation. You got no reputation. Amen. I know how you carried on Nakamucho on a Friday night. Amen. Well, now you get saved. Now suddenly you got no reputation. Amen. We got this one thing. We are approved of God because we are poor in spirit. We are approved of God because we are the merciful. Hallelujah. Well, we get to those later on, but kind of time is caught with us. But we're looking at the first two. Blessed are those who mourn. Amen. Tell your neighbor, we must mourn. Amen. Amen. That speaks of an attitude about sin. Amen. That mourns it, doesn't celebrate it, does not mollycoddle it. Why does God not want sin to be in our life? Because sin is the power of death. Sin is the power of death. When sin is there, demons who have authority in your life when you embrace a sin. It's the power of death. It's the flavor of wickedness entering your life to strip and steal and kill from you. And it doesn't come but to steal, to kill and destroy. Amen. So when God is speaking to us today, I want to be favored of God. Amen. I want to be approved of God. Carry the stamp of approval. Hallelujah. And when you carry the stamp of approval, God Himself is watching over you. Hallelujah. So Jesus gives us these wonderful keys. And it's a paradox to the world. The ungodly can't walk in this. Amen. The unsaved can't walk in this. This is the kingdom of God. This is the salt of the earth. Tell your neighbor, be salt. Be poor in spirit. Be vexed by sin. Mourn for unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And carry the glory of God. Why do we mourn when we see unrighteousness? Because we know that they are missing out. We know that they are bound. That's why Jesus said, you're wretched, you're poor, you're naked. Come and buy from me. Hallelujah. Thank God we are the salt. Be salt this week. Amen. Walk in the holiness of God. Well, God has done some awesome things here this morning. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of the world. Hallelujah. Every eye closed, every head bowed. You're here today, say, Pastor Johnny, I'm vexed for my sin. I mourn because I'm not right with God. I know this God is holy and righteous, and He loves us so much. I know that I'm not worthy of His great love, I do not qualify at all. And I know that I need a Savior to wash my sins away. Can you pray for me? I want God to receive me. I want God to forgive me. There's only one way to approach God. Never in our own righteousness, in our own pride, in our own abilities, but based on His merciful grace, and cry out like that sinner, Lord, have mercy on a sinner like me. And you're here today, say, Pastor Johnny, my life's not right with God. Can you pray for me? I want the blood of Jesus to wash my sins away. Today you sang about the blood. I was so aware of the blood of Jesus that sets the captives free. His glory is all over this place, and He's reaching out to you today. You say, Pastor Johnny, I want to make right with God. Can you pray for me? I want you to put up your hand wherever you are. You say, here I am, Pastor Johnny, include me in your prayer. I need to make right with God. God loves you today, and He is your Savior and your Deliverer. Jesus today speaks to you from the cross. I will bear your sins. I will carry your iniquities. I will wash you clean. And you here today say, Pastor Johnny, I don't want to leave this place without making right for God. Listen, friend, that's why you are here, because God loves you. And I bless you today. Now, all those who say, Pastor Johnny, include me in your prayer. I want to make right with God. If that's you, just lift your hand all over this place. On my left, thank you, thank you, thank you. At the back, here I am, Pastor Johnny. Include me. I realize I need Jesus. I want to make right with my God. On my right, you are here today. Say, Pastor Johnny, include me in your prayer. I don't want to leave the place that I am, the way that I am. Here I am. Can I see that hand? In the middle, at the back, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're sitting here. Spirit of God, I thank you for your hand on these, each and every one of these. Secondly, there are some of you are backslidden. Your heart's not right with God anymore. You used to know Him, but something went wrong. Your heart condemns you. You feel far from God. You know where you should be, but you know you're nowhere near that anymore. I don't know what happened. Sometimes you don't even know what happened, why, but you've grown cold. You say, Pastor Johnny, I'm backslidden. Pray for me. I want to restore. I want my relationship with God to be renewed today. If that's you, I want to pray with you all over this place. Just lift your hand. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else here today? You say, Pastor Johnny, some of you are here today and you don't know if you're saved. You cannot say for sure that if you should close your eyes today, that you'd be accepted in the presence of God. Yes, you go to church. You do all these things, but you say, Pastor Johnny, inside, I don't know. I cannot say for sure that I'm a child of God. I hope I am. I do all the right things, but I don't have that inner witness. I'm not sure. Can you pray for me? If that is you, I want you to lift your hand. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I bless these lives. Now, those of you raised your hand, and even if you've not yet raised it, but you want me to pray for you, Pastor Johnny, I want to make right with God. Raise it again. I'm going to pray. Father, as hands are raised in your presence, I bless these lives. Who are those people? Raise them again. Hallelujah. The person that said you backslid and you want to make right with God, you just raise that hand. I'm going to pray with you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I apply the blood of your redemption and your salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth, I apply the blood of your forgiveness and I release refreshing on your soul. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457 We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.